And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Look, I'm honest. I'm frightened. I'm scared with a little bit of excitement.
Yeah, can I just jump in here? So yeah. Some people, they've been listening all week, the fact that you're going to be sleeping at the old Geelong jail with Tom, raising money for Lazarus, which is a wonderful cause that you're doing. But you are worried about it because of the alleged haunting of old Geelong jail. Some people have said, oh, is Loggy just putting this on? Is this part of the act of trying to raise some money? No. This is genuine. You are really worried.
I'm worried.
I would say scared.
Yes.
And probably a little bit angry that Tom's got you into something that you're so uncomfortable with. Everyone listening, this is genuine.
Yeah, it is. And you, I believe in spirits. I have had spirits visit me before. I am sensitive to this type of stuff. You are 100% a skeptic.
100%.
You don't believe in anything regards to hauntings.
But I also, I believe in your feelings about it.
Yeah.
And I actually feel a little bit that you shouldn't have to do something you don't necessarily want to do.
I appreciate you, Cam. For anyone that wants to donate, krock.com.au is where you can go to make me feel better about this situation. But we've got Sam, a paranormal investigator from the old Geelong jail. Sam, welcome.
Thank you.
As you can tell, a little bit nervous. You deal with this all the time. Cameron is a skeptic. I'm sure that you can tell him that it is real, though, isn't it?
100% real. 100% real. You need to be there. Go in there. I will show you something, at least.
Sam, can I ask, how can you say 100% real? You know, will Loggy, okay, if she's in there Friday night, will she definitely see something, feel something?
Well, they're not performing monkeys.
Yeah.
We can't make them come out.
Yeah.
But they do come round and you will sense it. You will sense it there. There are things that happen. Like I open up to go to the museum of a morning and when I'm in there are things that happen when I'm in there. So straight away that you'll see things and as quick as you've seen things, they're gone.
You're a paranormal investigator at the old Geelong jail, so this is your bread and butter. Give us an example of things that you have seen or felt within the walls there.
Well, from the west wing, we saw a mist coming down the stairs. Then we just saw feet. And these were specific Adidas sneakers. And we just looked at each other and we ran. It ran out the back. Now, there is nowhere where that could go out. There's the exercise yard out there. Nothing was there.
I mean, it was wearing its Adidas sneakers, so maybe it just wanted to exercise in the yard.
Nobody, no nothing. But those same sneakers I've saw in the dentist chair as I've walked past the surgery.
Okay. Sorry. I'm just getting chills up and down my legs at the moment. We had Donna, a local psychic from Donna's Doorway. She said that the dentist...
Yes, I know Donna.
You do? Okay. The room with the dentist chair scared her the most. She said she couldn't even walk in there. Is that the creepiest part of the jail?
To me, the creepiest part is the kitchen.
The kitchen
is the creepiest. I think the spirit that's in there, he'll either play with you or he will talk to you.
Oh, God. Okay. So are we talking, you know,
talk to you in a good way because he will touch you. I guess you could put him as, he's a bit of a creep, really.
Oh, my God, Sam. Okay. Are we talking touch you, like touch your shoulder, pull your hair, that kind of... Or punch you.
Oh, yeah,
like,
a little bit of that or a bit of, you know, maybe sexual harassment. Touching.
Sam, we still want Loggy to go there on Friday night.
Be tough. Don't let them get away with anything.
Okay, so I'm going to be punching the air a lot.
So on that, can... if Loggy was to engage in a conversation, talk... Mm-hmm. Would they respond nicely, then go, oh, no.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's cool. Yeah, I'll leave her alone.
No. They know the personalities of people that come in.
Okay.
Like we'll get, there'll be nights that they actually probably don't like the people that are on the tours and they won't do anything. And then there are nights where they will interact. And if you're really scared, your guard goes up, so they won't come near you at all.
I'm trying to be open and lean into it. Tom is a very big fan of the old Geelong jail. He obviously is so excited for this. He is excited for everything, the late night ghost tour, the sleeping over.
The Adidas shoes on the staircase.
I'm very scared. You, Sam, as a paranormal investigator, what tools do you use to maybe see spirits with your eyes? For example, I've seen those machines that go like make noise when there's a spirit around.
You've got your REM pods. We use K2s, but you're your own equipment. Your body senses things as well.
Yep.
So it's entirely up to you. So your body senses a lot. But we do use all these fancy equipment. But in the end, it's you that feels all of it.
Will that equipment be there on the night? Are you going to stay over as well?
I'm not staying over, but I will. I might pop in.
I would love for you to pop in.
If you pop in, Sam, would you be able to pass on a message to some of them and just say, Loggie loves when she's sound asleep to be tickled under the arms?
No, honestly, don't. That is private and not a joke, Sam. I had something tickle me under the arm once when I was a kid.
I would not do that to you.
Good.
I would not do that to you.
These boys think I'm lying. A gnome came in. It's a whole thing.
A gnome, Sam.
No, I'm telling you. It happened, and I've had pulling on my sheet covers before. I've had all this type of business. So, Sam, have you got Ghostbusters theme song in the back?
It's actually the jail phone that's going off right now.
Oh, my God. All right, well, we better let you get that.
That's the creepy one from the kitchen who's just ringing to say g'day.
It's a ghost emergency.
Well, his name's Mr. Nasty, if you want to go and have a bit of a socialise with him.
Are you kidding me? Mr. Nasty.
No.
Oh, my
God. Mr. Nasty.
Okay, great.
He has other names. He has other names too, but I won't say them on air.
No. Okay, thank you, Sam. I feel good. You're going to hold me, hold my body, hug me the whole way through. I hope you know that, especially in the kitchen. We're trying to raise as much money as we can for Lazarus Community Centre. They do amazing work for those facing homelessness and isolation in our community. That's the whole reason why we're sleeping there.
Sam doesn't need to hold you and hug your body. Mr. Nasty will take care of that for you.
Oh, my God. He's in my brain now, Sam. Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Sam.
No problem. No worries.
I'll be bringing some holy water with me.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.